The loss of the air traffic control tower at the Texarkana Regional Airport could result in the loss of the airport's sole passenger airline, American Eagle. Steve Lubert, airport executive director, expects to have a clearer picture of the airport's control tower situation after receiving word from the FAA on the matter.
We have been given essentially a warning order, which lists all the airports that fall below a certain operational level. And those are the ones targeted for control tower closure or reduction in service. Those airports that will be closed or that will lose some shift or service will be firmly identified as closing on 1 April.
Lubert has said the airport is working with the airline to see if there are ways to maintain its presence in Texarkana, but he explains there are several factors to be taken into consideration. For example, carriers currently have procedures for serving non-towered airports only on an occasional basis, and that's in conditions with good visibility to avoid other air traffic. He adds, with the addition of hundreds of non-towered airports on April 1st, the airline could be faced with using these special procedures on an everyday basis, posing a high level of risk. And if that risk is deemed unacceptable, he explains, the airport could lose its only carrier, and that could be a slippery slope to closure.
We're trying to understand it. The airlines are, the air traffic control people are. And so over the next 30 days, hopefully, we'll figure a way through this so that we can continue service to these soon-to-be non-towered airports.
Meanwhile, Lubert anticipates the loss of the airport's passenger airline would not necessarily result in total closure, but could mean it would devolve into a general aviation airport, continuing to serve corporate and general aviation operations. But it could also mean the possible loss of about 100 to 120 jobs. In Texarkana, I'm Sabrina McCormick.